We're discussing various aspects of the concept of Hov Ishtar Ishtari, where the Gemara suggests a fascinating Kiddush that a pasuk is necessary to tell us that if two brothers marry two sisters, that there is no Yibum, there is no Chalitza, because one could have thought that just as Yibum, by essence, is Dochid Isser of Eshesat, that can spill over, and it's Dochid Isser of Achos Isha as well, because once the Heter is Chal, it's able to go into matter a separate Isser Erevim. How do you know that that's true? The Gemara quotes the Brice we discuss at length of a case of a Mitzorah who becomes a Balkari, that indeed we would allow for the Taharas HaMitzorah. The Gemara says the following stipulation. In that case of the Mitzorah, there was a Shas Heter. There was a time that we would green light and we would say that, you know what, the Mitzorah can now enter at least partially the Azara. So the parallel case of two brothers marrying two sisters would also have to follow suit, that there is a Shas Heter as well. So the Gemara says, you're right. So let's construct the following case. Nasa Mace. The first marriage was the brother that died, and Mace. And in fact, he died. And subsequently, then, the brother, the Yavam, went ahead and married the Yavama's sister. So we're talking about a case of Nasa Mace, Umace, Ve'achar Gat Nasa Chai. Realize why that's such a Chiddush, because the Sugya Daf Yud Zayin, that's absolutely Aser. You're not allowed to do that. He's marrying a woman who he has a relationship to. It's not Achos Isha, but it's Achos Ukukaso. Achos Ukukaso. And that itself is considered to be Aser. Oh, but that's an Isid Rabbanon, and the Kedushin indeed would be Chal. So now you have a case of two brothers marrying two sisters, where there was a Shas Heter. There was a window of time that the mitzvah of Yibum should have taken place. Oh, so the Gemara says the following. That would be parallel to the case of the Mitzorah. In such an instance, we would allow Yibum based on Hov Ishtari Ishtari, and that's why there's a Gzeira Sakosa that tells us, indeed, that is not true. So you have to have a case of a shas Heter. In order to apply Hov Ishtari Ishtari, we discussed exactly why, indeed, that's true. Maybe it could mean very simply, because once a Heter is Chal, that can preempt, that can prevent another Isser from kicking in, from being Chal. Maybe that's only true if it is preemptive, not in order to uproot, or maybe one could argue, whenever you have two Isurim, so how do you know Hov Ishtari Ishtari? Maybe say the opposite, Hov Nesra Nesra, and in such a case, that's why it's necessary to have indeed a Shas Heter. We began that way yesterday, Rabbi Chanan Yudal Ches, maybe with Nafginin of Basachas. Okay, but we left off, when did you discuss this concept of Hov Ishtari Ishtari? There was a Mishnah later on Daf Samach Aleph that discusses the following case. You have a Shomeres Yavam, a woman, her husband died, she's awaiting Yibum. Her husband was a Kohen. Well, obviously, her brother-in-law is a Kohen, that's fine. A Kohen does Yibum, a Kohen can marry an Amana, and all of a sudden, Nisman Aliyah is Kohen Gadol. He becomes a Kohen Gadol where Yibum is not allowed at all. Kohen Gadol. A Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry an Amana, but also must marry a Basula. In such a case, that's Chavi Lav and Ve'esei. We would not allow the mitzvah of Yibum to occur, the Sugi Nivam Azan, Dachav. Oh, but not so clear. Isn't that exactly parallel to our case? Isn't that an instance where you really have a Shas Heter? You have a Shas Heter. After all, she's a Shomeres Yavam. And Nafalifne Kohen Hedya, that's Mutter. That's a mitzvah deraisa of Yibum. And all of a sudden now, a new Isser surfaces because it became a Kohen Gadol. That's exactly parallel to the case of Mitzvah. That's parallel to the case of Nasa Meisumeis V'Yachaka Nasachai. So in such an instance, it's surprising that the Mishnah tells us Lo Yichnos. We do not allow Yibum to occur in that case. Why not? Why isn't that a beautiful case of Hol V'Ishtari Ishtari? Well, I'll give you another extreme example, but it's absolutely clear. Let's assume a Kohen. A Kohen is Matami the Krovim. It certainly is true. A Nazir is Matami the Meis Mitzvah. A Nazir is not Matami the Krovim. What would you say about a Kohen who is a Nazir? And all of a sudden his relative dies. Is there really any possibility we would say that, you know what, you're a Kohen who is a Nazir, please go ahead and attend the Levaya? Imagine I would give such a sign. This person's a Nazir who's Yisrael. And I would say, don't you dare go to Levaya. A Nazir cannot be Metami the Krovim. You're a Kohen. You have a higher level of Kedusha. You know what? You absolutely go to Levaya. Would it make any sense to assume that that's true? The answer is no. That's absolutely us. Why? Why? After all, isn't that a case as well of a whole Ishtari Ishtari? That just like that The fact that the Kohen is metamei the Krovim is a heter, is a heter. Once the heter kicks in when it comes to Kohen, can't one argue that's true when it comes to cases of Nazir as well? And that certainly, certainly is not the case. When do you assume yes? When indeed do you assume no? And therefore, we also have the challenge of Rava, Rava. Rava now disagrees. Kesemet Aleph. Rava says the following Kiddush, that Erva Gufa Lo Tzrichakur. Two brothers marrying two sisters, it's a Devra Poshet. It's a Devra Poshet. That's Aser. You don't need any Poshet. In other words, you can't apply the principle of Hov Ishtri Ishtri. That's what Rava says. Again, it's the whole top of the Daf. Why? Why? You mean Rava disagrees with the Raisa of Zayin Leveis of Mitzora Shechal Shmi Yishalom? He denies the Sugya of Hov Ishtri Ishtri. So our Gemara says, at least in a case of the Shoshasa Heter, Hov Ishtri Ishtri, and Rava says no. Rava says no. Why would Rava say no? How can Rava disagree? He doesn't disagree with the Raisa. He allows the Mitzera, who's a Balkari, to go ahead and to receive the Matan Bahonos. So in such an instance, why indeed would that be the case? Well, so we have to kind of resolve. When yes, when no, what exactly are these multiple competing factors? Ooh. The case in the Mishnah, and Daf Samach Aleph Amud Aleph, that case of Shemeres Yavam, Kohen Hedyo, who becomes a Kohen Gadol, this is the Kasha of the Beis Meir, Simen Kufayin Dalet, and this is the theme of the Achiezer, and Ethna Ezer, and Simen Dalet. And the Beis Meir says an incredible, incredible Chiddush that Reb Chaim Elozer disagrees with. Beis Meir writes the following. It's true, there is a Mishnah. The Mishnah says that if you have a case of a Shemeres Yavam, lo yichnos, lo yichnos. Kohen Hedyo, Kohen Gadol, lo yichnos, lo yichnos. How do you know that's a Mikra Dindaraisa? How do you know that's a Dindaraisa? Maybe that's only a Dindarabam. Maybe that's only a Dindarabam. How do you know that's a Dindaraisa? What's our Kasha? Why not assume the principle of Hovishter Ishtri? Why not assume the call of Hovishter Ishtri? The answer is cannot be. No. Beis Meir writes, no. Happened. We do apply Hov Ishtri Ishtri. And Me'ikar Hadin, that Kohen Gadol should go ahead and do Yibum. Yet the Mishnah says, Lo Yichnos. That's only in Nisid Rabbah. That's only in Nisid Rabbah. Who, what, where, how? You know what the Beis Meir says? Yivam Estev Chav. Let's assume, for example, it's the following case. You have a Kohen who just marries his wife. And all of a sudden he dies. It's an Amana. And Amana min ha'iris. And the brother is a Kohen Gadol. He's been a Kohen Gadol for years. The brother is a Kohen Gadol. So in such a case, is there Yibum? We know there's no Yibum. Why is there no Yibum? Oh, so the Gemara says the following. Technically, there should be Yibum. Because if they just got married, and then the husband died, she's an Amana, but she's a Besuah. She's a Besuah. What's the Isser for a Kohen Gadol to marry the Samana as a Basula? It's just allowed. If it's just allowed, let's apply the principle of Esid Ochalos Hasei. That's the Gemara we discussed at length. Yivam Estev Chav. What is the Gemara answer? You're right. Midaraisa, there would be evil. We would apply the principle of Esid Ochalos Hasei to allow this Kohen Gadol to go ahead and to do evil. But you know what? Esid Ocholos Hasei is going to be a very limited heter. Esid Ocholos Hasei is only going to allow that which is absolutely necessary for the mitzvah of Yibum. What is necessary for the mitzvah of Yibum? Not only a single bia, but, Tchilas bia. Wow, that's a finish. Even though Tchilas bia does not allow you to have a child. And after all, isn't it the purpose of Yibum? After all, a child was born. You know, he will somehow... But technically speaking, Yivamu Yavala Tchilas Via. So you know what we would argue? We would argue Tchilas Via, even if you say Gemar Via, the Rashba Shita, but only one Maisa Via, and now you have to get divorced. So that's the Din Daraisa. The Din Daraisa would be Yivamu Yavala and get divorced. Oh, so you know the Gemara, Chafma Beis. Gazru be rishon, to be a shniya. As a gzeirat rabbanan, we're not going to have that happen. Amay sabiya, and now get divorced. So therefore, mid rabbanan. Choletz es venim isya bemes. Mid rabbanan. Oh, that's clear. That's in the case of amana min ha'iris. You know what the Beis Shmuel writes? A very, very stunning chiddush. That's exactly the Mishnah of Samach Aleph. The Shocking. That's exactly the mission of Samach Aleph. You have a case of a Shemeres Yavam, Shanach Lifnei Kohen Yedin, Nisman Lilos Kohen Gadol, Midaraisa, there's Yibum, because Hov Ishtri Ishtri. Hov Ishtri Ishtri. And Hov Ishtri Ishtri is allow Yibum to occur, but. Ooh, the Beis Meir writes, it's only going to allow Birishon. It's only going to allow a Tchilas Diyah. And now you're going to have to get divorced. Oh, so just like the Gemara says on Daf Chav, that if you have an almana min ha'erisin, gozer birishona to be a shniya, the same thing is true when it comes to the mission of Samach Aleph, Shemeres Yavam, Shenach Lekohen Hedyel, V'nisrani is Kohen Gadol. The mission says, lo yichnos. Of course. Lo yichnos. Is it din rabbanan? And we do apply the concept of Hov Ishtri Ishtri. But nonetheless, it's not going to be an everlasting, ongoing heter. Wow. That's the Chiddush of the Beis Meir. This is not a kasha, but he hanosenes. We will exactly apply the principle of Hov Ishtri Ishtri, in that case, in the Mishnah Daf Samach Aleph, but the Chachamim said no, because. Whoa. And that's where Chemoza writes. Really? You're comparing Esei Dochalosa Sei with Hov Ishtri Ishtri? Esei Dochalosa Sei is the classic example of Dechuya. And Dechuya means, Rashi writes, B'koshi Tiru. That only allows what is absolutely necessary. If you're relying on an Esei Dochalosa Sei, that the mitzvah of Yibum is going to be Matir, a certain Isser, because of Esei Dochalosa Sei, you know what that means? That's if it's E.F. Shalakayim Shnehim. That's a very limited heter. That would only allow Birishona and not the Yashnia. And the Chachamim say, we don't even allow Birishona. Don't have a Maisavi and then go ahead and get divorced. Wow. But if you're willing to apply the principle of Hov Ishtri Ishtri, Ishtri. If we would apply the principle of Hov Ishtri Ishtri, you know what that means? That this Yavama and the Kohen Gadol could live happily ever after. Not Birishona and I'll get divorced. That's Hovi Ishtri Ishtri is not working with the world of Esei Dochalosa Sei. And therefore, Chaim Ozer writes exactly that point. How can you compare Hovi Ishtri Ishtri to Esei Dochalosa Sei? Esei Dochalosa Sei will only be matir that which is necessary for the Kiyum HaMitzvah, but Hovi Ishtri Ishtri is matir legamri. Wow. That's the Chiddush. And now, you have to resolve the question. If that really is true, that Hov Ishtri Ishtri is matir legamre. So now, we're faced with our difficulty. Why not apply it? In the case of Shemeres Yavam, where he was a Kohen Hedyo, who now is appointed to become a Kohen Gadol. That meets the requirement of Shasa Heter. So now we have to address that issue. If we're going to assume that Hov Ishtri Ishtri means literally Ishtri, and therefore that would even allow for a case of Birishona, as well as Birishniya. Okay? Oh, so maybe the answer is the Tosus, Rava Amar. Where Tosus, we started to discuss, points out the whole comparison of the Gemara sounds so difficult. Hov Ishtri Ishtri sounds like such a great Kiddush. If it's Matir A, it's Matir B. But don't you see that from the case of Mitzora? If it's Matir A, it's Matir B. So Tosus writes, not really at all. How can you compare two brothers marrying two sisters? Right, to a case of a mitzvah becomes a balkari. A mitzvah comes a balkari, very, very simple. Isn't that something which is obvious? No, there, the person is an avatuma. Why is he an avatuma? For two very good reasons. Number one, he's a mitzvah. Number two, he's a balkari. Those are two reasons that he is an avatuma. And the Torah says, one who is tameh cannot enter the azara. Now, that's clear. So if the Torah is going to tell us for the purpose of Taras HaMetzora, one who is Tamei can enter the Azara, well, of course, Hov Ishtri Ishtri. You're going to say it's Matir, the Metzora element, not the Balkari element? What do you mean? These are two different causes of the same result, that the person is not Fatuma. Of course you assume that that's true. But if you're talking about two brothers that are marrying two sisters, two brothers marrying two sisters, what do you mean? There are two independent Yisurim. There's one Yisra of Eishasach. There's another Yisra of Achos Isha. To assume that A can be Matir, being, and it all should be matir sin. How do you know that that's true? If these are two causes to the same chalos, al hatuma, well, of course it's mistaber, it doesn't know that's true. But if you're dealing with trei isuri, what right do you have to argue, indeed, that that's true? And that chilek sounds so reasonable, no? If you're dealing with two different factors, that indeed he is an al hatuma, really? So we're only going to tell ourselves for factor A and not for factor B? We know it's true from its Torah. Once it's true, it's going to cover the Avatuma of Balkari as well. Isn't that clear? It's going to cover Mechusar Kippurim, it's going to cover Tzvoyom. But you're dealing with two independent Isurim, so how do you resolve that kasha? Say, Enochinami. Rava says, Erva Gufalo Tzricha Krach. That's exactly Rava. Chesem and Aleph. It's obvious that there's no yid when two brothers marry two sisters. You don't require a pasuk at all. There's no possibility of holy history. But how do you explain everyone who disagrees with Rav? They disagree with that yourself. They disagree with that yourself. Oh, so what about the following possibility? They don't disagree with the Yisrael. They don't disagree. Of course they agree. When you have absolutely independent Yisurim, we're not going to argue holy history. Isn't that something which is clear? Two independent Yisurim, you're not going to argue Hov Yishtri Yishtri. But you know what they disagree with? Is that so obvious? That if you have two brothers married to sisters, where there's an Isser Veshasach and Isser Vachosisha, I'm going to classify that as two independent, unrelated Yisurim. Every Isser is an island unto itself. Is that really true? Of course, in order to argue Hov Yishtri Yishtri, you have to have a convergence. You have to have an overlap. Right? You have to have a confluence, no? But is it really the case that when two brothers marry two sisters, they're in different corners and they never meet? They never meet. So let's suggest the following. In principle, everyone agrees. If you have two absolutely independent Yisurim, so in such a case, we're not going to say, oh, Yishtri, Yishtri. That's clear. Oh, what do you gain by such a Yisurim? What do you gain? I'll tell you what you gain. The mission of Samach Aleph. If you have an Isser of Eishasach, and you have an Isser of Aman of the Kohen Gadol, those are clearly two absolutely independent Yisurim. Absolutely independent Yisurim. So you have a Shemer Esyava, and she's no fellas in Kohen, and he's no Kohen Gadol. In this corner of Eishasach, and that corner of an Isser of Aman of the Kohen Gadol, those are expanded Yisurim. That's like a Balkari and a Metzora. Those are absolutely independent Yisurim. So that's why Midaraisa lo yichnas. Not a Gzeir derabanan of Gazer B'Yishan de B'Yishniyah. Midaraisa. It's a non-starter. Everyone agrees with the Skiddush of Rava that when it comes to unrelated Yisurim, you're not going to argue that that's true. Oh, and I'll tell you the following. That's going to answer the case of Kohen and Nazir. No? You have a Kohen who is a Nazir. So good, the Torah tells us that for the sake of Krovim, Ishtri. But Ishtri when it comes to Nazir, the person, yes, it's true that, you know what, he's a Kohen and he's a Nazir. He's a Kohen and he's a Nazir. Those are independent Yisurim. Independent Yisurim. And they're not at all Hava Hatalia. So there's no possibility at all of assuming Hov Ishtri Ishtri. Hov Ishtri. Maybe that's the simplest answer. We had a fancy answer, no? Rabbi Chanan Kabatzar Simintes. Why is it you don't say Hov Ishtri Ishtri in a case of a Kohen who's an Azir? And Rabbi Chanan quoted that Rashi in Brachos Tav Chav. No? That, you know what? You can't say Hov Ishtri for Tumas Krovim because it was never Usser for a Kohen to become Tamei Lameis for a Korah. It's not Ishtri. That was never included in the Isser. That's what Rashi says. Because the Pasuk says, La Yitama. If the pasuk says you're a kohen, do not be metami lemeis. But ki im l'shera hakarav elav lo yitama. You know what that means. But if it's a karav, there's no iser. If there's no iser, you can't say holy shtar ishtri. Holy shtar ishtri implies that there's a matir. You know what? When it comes to this Rav Chelev, there's a difference between a behema as opposed to a chaya. That's not whole history. This only applies here, and there's no issue whatsoever when it comes to that. That's one possibility. You can't apply whole history to a kohen who's an azir, because the fact that a kohen is matam in the krovim is not a heter. It was never included. A dori yatsam in a klal. So you can't say whole history. That was Rabbi Chanan's fancy tip. Maybe the simple teretz is this Achiezer, Ebenezer, Simon, David. When you have unrelated Isurim, how can you say Hov Ishtri Ishtri? So if they're unrelated Isurim, you cannot say that's true when it comes to a Kohen Nazir. You can't say that's true when it comes to Yibum and a Kohen Gadol marrying an Amana. They happen to converge. But there's a world of difference between related Yisurim as opposed to a convergence of Yisurim. No? When we were learning last year, it was a Chazetz and other, Bezim Abeis. The Gemara formulated an incredible principle that Chachamim are not only able, but the Chachamim have a responsibility of making Zeros Drabanan. But the Gemara tells us something stunning, that Ein Gozrin Gzeira L'Gzeira. You have to be careful. We don't have a Gzeira L'Gzeira. A is also because of B, and B is also because of C. How do you know that that's true? Rashi cites, Yivam Astav Chav Gimel, because the Pasuk says, Ushmartim Es Mishmarti. And Rashi says, you know what that means? Ushmartim Es Mishmarti. V'lo Mishmeres L'Mishmeres. You make a hedge around the Torah, but not a hedge around a hedge. And you know what Rashi writes the following? Shelo yasu gzer l'gzer. What's that lashon of Rashi? Based on Aveis. You know what that means? You're not allowed to. Not that Chum didn't feel as necessary. You're not allowed to. What not allowed to? You know what I would call that? Ben Azman, no, the Prima Gadim Sicha Kalalas. Did you get that far? No. The Aleph Tezayin. That's Baltosif. If the Torah doesn't allow you to add, that's an Yisrael Baltosif. No? Ein Rishus Ligzor Gzeira Gzeira. You have no right to go in to do some. That's throughout Shas, that Ein goes from Gzeira Gzeira. That's how the Rambam describes it. So I'll ask you the following. You know, I can give you a list of examples. Let me give you one just for illustration. Now, the Gemara has in Shabbos that Sari Vela. The Yisod of Chaynosi Asatsu. You know what? On Shabbos, I can't carry a key. But you know what? If you carry a living person, Chaynosi Asatsu, the living person that carries himself. You know, Tosus writes in one day, that's not Dumi de Mikdash. That's not Dumi de Mishkan. They didn't carry people in the Mishkan. That's not the Yisrof Otsah. You're allowed to carry a child on Shabbos. You know? Even Chaynosi, it's an Yisod Rabbanon. Maybe certain children, really young, it's Nisa Daraisa. But even when you apply the principle of Chanos, it's Nisa Drabana. Let me ask you the following. What about Chanos Yisatzman, a Carmelist? Chanos Yisatzman, a Carmelist? No? That's the Mechaber Shinvav. We don't have a Shusram Bismanazan. Our public squares are a Carmelist. Great. You know what? Chanos Yisatzman was a Nisa Drabana. No? And Carmelist is a Nisa Drabana. So to say you can't carry a child in a Carmelist, isn't that a Gzer L'Gzer? Isn't that a gzera l'gzera? No? And yet, you know what the answer is? No, that's not a gzera l'gzera. You know what we call that? You know what the term is? No, that's called a trade rabbanon. A trade. You can have this gzera in this corner. You can have this gzera in that corner. One gzera the rabbanon is, you're not allowed to carry a human being because you may come to carry a chepetz. Another gzera the one is, you can't carry an akarmelis because you may end up carrying an ushas around him. Look, Karl Zelazeh, these are two separate Gzeros Drabanon. If you can construct a very common case, right? Carrying a child in a Carmelist, very common. That's not called a Gzera the Gzera. Each one is independent. They don't overlap. You know what? Fusion, the ability to overlap, you know what that demands? That demands commonality. That demands, it's not a Shavah Shaban. That demands a common bond. When there are no common bonds, so A does not affect B. The fact that this is a gzera, that's a gzera, neither one is affected by the other. That's not called a gzera the gzera. I'll tell you the following, the yisod, hold ishtri. If there's no commonality, there's no common bond, so therefore, why should this heter apply to this unrelated iser? Why should that be? That's exactly the yisod of Rava. The erva gufa lo tzricha kra. That's exactly the point. The more common, the more likely that they can combine. Maybe we'll discuss it tomorrow. Maybe not. But there's a big difference between Yom Kippur, which falls on Shabbos, and Yom Tov that falls on Shabbos, and Rosh Chodesh that falls on Shabbos. There's a world of difference, world of difference. The more similar they are, the more likely they're going to combine. The more different they are, the less likely they're going to combine. They're going to combine. And therefore, when you talk about a combination of a chalos and a yom, you know what? Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, this Shabbos, no, they're really different. They're really different. No? Who says they combine? Who says they combine? You know, it's a fascinating deal. Rabbi Yechiel says it's such a stunning chiddush kupeches. This Shabbos, if you bench and you forget to say Ritzei, you have to be chozer, of course. You forget Yalav Yavo, you have to be chozer. Because this Shabbos, it's a Yalav Yavo Rosh Chodesh with a Chiyu Suda. With a Chiyu Suda. So if you have a Chiyu Suda, you have to be chozer. The fact that it's Shabbos affects Rosh Chodesh. Affects Rosh Chodesh. And Rabbi Yechiel writes an incredible raya, but whoa, you're blown away from his raya. You know what? Let's say it's Yom Kippur Shechal B'Shabbos. The short quote is Kupeches. Yom Kippur Shechal B'Shabbos. It's a little bit of a riddle, because Rabbi Yechiel writes, you know what? Raya is Yom Shechai B'Dalet Tfilos. You know, so you have to scratch your head a little bit. You know what Yom Shechai B'Dalet Tfilos is? Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur. You have an extra davening. Nila. An extra davening. You know what his raya is? It's Yom Kippur Shechal B'Shabbos. And guess what? You're davening Nila with incredible kavanah, incredible kavanah. And all of a sudden you realize, I forgot to mention Shabbos. I didn't mention Shabbos and Nila. So probably you would have said, that's okay, you're not davening Nila because it's Shabbos. You're davening Nila because it's Yom Kippur. You don't mention Yom Kippur and Nila, that's a real problem. You don't mention Shabbos, guess what? No. Guess what? You'd be wrong. that Shabbos is ma'akev in Tfilas Nila. And you have to daven again. You know what that means? When you have two components of the Kedusha Seyam, they merge. It's not just Shabbos Yom Kippur. It's Shabbos Yom Kippur, B'Neshim Achas. And if you don't mention Shabbos, not only in Shachris, in Ne'ilah, where you're only davening Ne'ilah because it's Yom Kippur. Oh, so that's the right, Rabbi Yechiel. Rabbi Yechiel says the same thing approves this Shabbos when it comes to Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. And guess what? We do not paskin that way. We paskin that way in Nila, yes? But Kuf Peches, not when it comes to the Shabbos. You know what I'll tell you? I'll tell you who? The Shir. You know what? In order to combine, to fuse, to merge, Neshima Achas, you have to have a shared bond. Shabbos and Yom Kippur, the Rambam writes, are Kedush Achas. They share the same Yisur HaMalachah. So when Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, whoa, that's not Shabbos Yom Kippur. That's Shabbos Yom Kippur, V'Neshim Achas. Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos, Halachud. And therefore, what affects one does not affect the other. And therefore, if you forget Ritzei, of course you're Chozer. If you forget Yalav Yavo, you're absolutely not Chozer. This is like an important yisod. You want to argue that A impacts on B. You better demonstrate that A and B are chativ achas. And that's exactly what Rava says. When you're talking about a mitzvah and a balkari, there are two contributing factors to the fact that he's an abatuma. That's clear. You're talking about Eish HaShach and Achos Isha. Why do you argue that's considered to be a single fusion? Why is it a fusion at all? And therefore, Erev Gufo Tzrichokai, you can't apply Hovishtri Ishtri. That's magnificent, no? So that resolves the mission about Kohen and Kohen Gadol. And that resolves the case of the Nazir and the Kohen. Why would we disagree? Why would anyone disagree with that, no? You know what you have to answer? Is that really true? When two brothers marry two sisters, that, you know what? That Eish HaShach and Achos Isha are distant friends, right? That are unrelated to each other. And A does not impact on B. Is that really true? How do you know that that's true? Maybe, what do you mean? That both Zevdim and Elzev? Maybe it's absolutely impactful. Let's assume the following. Let's say you have the Kohen who's a Nazir, and he's Matami the Krovi. And I go and I turn to this guy and say, You're not allowed to do that. You're a Nazir. Another summer time of the crow of him. Okay, yeah, I'm innocent. So the guy asked me, so for what am I chayiv? What iser did I violate? What iser did I violate? What would you tell the person? You violated the iser of parshas naso of a nazir being tamei lameis, makom krovim. Did he violate the iser of parshas emor for a kohen to be matami lameis? In parshas emor says a kohen is allowed to be matami lekrovim. He's only chayiv b'toras nazir. B'toras nazir. He's not chayiv b'toras kohen. He's chayiv. He should have done so because of nazirus. Because of nazirus. Let's assume the following. Two brothers marry two sisters, and this guy really makes a big mistake. No, he does yibum. He does yibum. You know, I'm going to turn to this guy and say, you know what? You're not allowed to do yibum. This is an iser b'achas isha. The guy says to me, what iser did you violate? What are you going to answer him? No? You find an iser b'achas isha. Absolutely. I'm going to say, worse, you violated an iser d'oraisa of eishes ach. You're chayiv kareis for eishes ach. There are two chiyuvim. You're chayiv for eishes ach and you're chayiv for achas isha. You're chayiv for two karbanos, if this is b'shogig. No? What do you mean that eishes ach is mutter makom yibum? It's mutter makom yibum. But if there's no yibum because of achas isha and you're chayiv kareis, Navad's going to be a manzer, you know what? There is no zika, there's no nefila yibum, and you're going to be chayiv kareis for eishes ach. In other words, that this Rav eishes ach and achas isha are absolutely related. Bozev liman alzeh. This Rav eishes ach is going to be dependent on this Rav achas isha. If there's no iser achas isha, there's no iser eishes ach. If there's an iser achas isha, there is an iser eishes ach. The fact that that's true, that the two iserim are tluyim bezev bezeh, you know what I'm going to tell you? Oh, that's why one could disagree with Rava, the whole beginning of the sugya, and argue it makes sense to assume a whole history. If A is dependent on B, and the Torah is matir A, why can't I argue it's matir B as well? What about the other case? Unrelated. What right does a heter have to morph to something that's none of his business? No, you don't say whole history. But here, once indeed that's true. Once indeed that's the case, that's stunning. That's where B'chaim Moshe writes. Right there, Nachiezer and Simon Dalet. The yesod of Rav is absolutely true. The detail, that's fundamental. Is it really true to argue that Achos Ish and Eser Shach are unrelated Isurim? Unrelated Isurim? Unrelated Isurim? Wow. Ooh, well, that's pretty heavy. No? That's pretty heavy. Oh, Chemoza goes the next step. What would you say now about the following? Oh, the case we mentioned. Samach Aleph. You have an Isser of Yibum. Eishasach, okay. Guess what? A brother dies. No children. There's a heter of Yibum. The person who died is a Kohen. The brother is a Kohen Gadol. The brother is a Kohen Gadol. You're not allowed to do Yibum. Because after all, a Kohen Gadol marrying this Yivama, she's an Amana, she's a Ba'ula, that's a lav and an essay. Ein essay l'chalosa sevesi. Ein essay l'chalosa sevesi. We do not allow for you. We don't allow for you. What about Hol Vishtar Yishtri? What about Hol Vishtar Yishtri? If Yibum is matir, the Yisr of Eish HaSach, it can't be matir. I'm under the Kohen Gadol of an essay. Oh, so I'm going to argue snug. Yeah, we're just machadish. Two independent Yisrei. There's no possibility of Hovish Yishri. What does Eish HaSach have to do with Amana of the Kohen Gadol? And therefore, those are independent Yisrei. There's no Hovish Yishri. So let me ask you the following heavy issue. This Kohen Gadol does Yibum. We weren't supposed to do Yibum, Sugyan Dav Chav, don't they? He says, you know, my yeshiva's kind of slow. We didn't get to Dav Chav. No, we didn't, you know, okay. We didn't get there. So I didn't know. I did Yibum. What is Yisur does he violate? That was a very heavy deal, no? We discussed that for earlier, Zman, no? The Torah says, don't do Yibum. But the Torah says, don't do yibum because enase dechalosa sevese. So he shouldn't do yibum. But what about the following argument? Well, if the Torah says don't do yibum, the Torah is matarei shesach. Don't do yibum, but this rei shesach is paka. Or if the Torah says don't do yibum, in the case we discussed before, nisud rabbanan on a gzera, I understand. The Torah here says don't do yibum because ein asid ochalosa seif esay. Ein asid ochalosa seif esay. Is it possible to argue, well, if the bottom line is the Torah says don't do yibum, why would the Torah be mat nisud rei shesach? Is there any raya to assume that that's true? Yeah, because dafkav. In that case, for the brothers of Kohen Gadol, no yibum, but yes, chalitza. Yes, chalitza. Two brothers married to sisters, there's no chalitza. But in the case of the Kohen Gadol, why do you need chalitza? You need chalitza because the zik is there. The zik is there. In other words, two brothers married to sisters. In Isra of Arayos, just like there's no tfisas kedushin barayos, there's no zik of Arayos. But just like there would be tfisas kedushin if a Kohen Gadol marries an almana, there is a zikah. If there is a Zika, there's no Isra of Eish Asach. Oh, so if that really is true when it comes to a case of a Kohen Gadol doing Yibum, that there's no Eish Asach, but there is an Ismail of Kohen Gadol, you know what that shows me? They're unrelated Yisurim. And if they're unrelated Yisurim, you're not going to apply the principle of Hov Yishtri Yishtri. Hov Yishtri Yishtri. That's pretty cool, no? You with me? But. Take a look at the Rashba, Ivamas and Dachav, where the Rashba writes one day that the fact that the Kohen Gadol does Chalitza is only a Din Rabban. It's only a Din Rabban. You know why? Because if Midarais, you're not allowed to do Yibum, because Ein Asid Ochalosa Sevesei, so if the Torah says you can't do Yibum, the Torah is Matar Eish Asach. Why would the Torah be Matar and Isser Eish Asach if the Torah says not to do Yibum? There is such a sheet in Rishonim. That's known as one day in the Rashba. That if the Torah tells us not to do Yibum, even if the reason we're not doing Yibum is because of something which is extrinsic, because you happen to be a Kohen Gadol, a Kohen Gadol can't marry an Almana who's a Ba'ula. Yeah, but if the Torah says don't do Yibum, why would the Rei Matir do Sei Shesach? Which is pretty incorrect. Which means that the Isser of Kohen Gadol Almana is going to affect the Isser of Ei Shesach. If there's an Isser of Almana Kohen Gadol, well, that's something which is stunning. Then there's an Isser of Ei Shesach. If there's no Isra Mana Kohen Gadol, there's no Isra Ve Shesach. You know what that would seem to indicate? That they're not absolutely independent Isurim. That there is an overlap. There is a convergence. A is dependent on B. A is dependent on B. And if A is dependent on B, so I'm going to tell you my great Kiddush. So we should apply the principle of Hov Yishtri Yishtri. The reason not to apply it is because we're in different camps, you know, we're in different worlds, different orbits, different islands. Once you're telling me that the Shnei Yisurim are Tluyin Zebezeh, and that's how I can apply it, so does that really work? Does that really work? Well, that's not my kasha. That's the piece of Reb Chaim Ozin, no? Simon Dalet Oz Dalet. How would you understand our sugya in light of that Rashban brought in Yivamas and Dachav? Wow, that's like, ooh. No? Oh, so Reb Chaim Oz answers the following. You know what? You have to distinguish that. You have to say that Eish Asach and Achos Isha have a common bond that Eish Asach and Amalek and Gadol don't have. Even if one could affect the other. But you're affecting the other. You're having a wonderful hashva or a bad hashva is not enough. Not enough. Not enough. In order to apply Hov Yishtri Yishtri, the common bond has to be tight. It can't just simply be that, you know, that an afkamina, that A affects B. A affects B. Oh, so you know what? That makes perfect sense when it comes to Eish Eshach and Achos Isha. Eish Eshach and Achos Isha. Not, they're all arayos. Chiyuv Kareis. Rabbi Yonah, Ardav, Kol Harayos, Hukshu Zeloze. That's the common bond. That's the common bond. I agree, you can only apply Hovi Yishri Yishri if there's a bond. What's the bond? Maybe one could argue, if A has any Hashpan B, that's enough of a bond. Oh, but that's not going to work according to that Rashba. Because this Ramana Kohen Gadol is going to be Mashbiya and this Rabbi Shasav. Hashpa is not enough. You know, you have to come from the same Mishpacha. Mishpachas Arayos. Kareis, Arayos, Achimos, Kedoshim. That really is necessary. That really is necessary. Wow, wow. And therefore, in principle, everyone's going to agree with Rava that in order to apply Hovi Yishri Yishri, you have to have a common bond. That's clear, that's clear. And that will resolve all those sugyas. And the answer is that Eish Eshach and Achos Isha have that common bond. Have that common bond. That's something which is clear. But Almana LaKohen Gadol and Eish Eshach do not have that bond. Even if it's true that one could envision a case where A could affect the B, that's insufficient. You want to know the Isra of Eish Eshach, Achimos and Kedoshim. You want to know the Isra of Almana LaKohen Gadol, Parshas Emor. Those are different worlds. And therefore, that's not enough to apply the principle of Hov Yishtar Yishtri. Hov Yishtar Yishtri. Wow, wow. Because what's the common bond? Achimos, Kedoshim, Arayos, Vamasapes. What would happen if a brother dies? And guess what? No children, no children. Yeah, Mamish Bezim and Aleph. His wife is Anita. His wife is Anita, no? We learned, no? Bezim and Aleph. No, the last dose is opposition, no? So, don't do Yibum now. Don't do Yibum now. She's Anita, this is Zacharias. Don't do Yibum now. Just wait a week. Wait. It's available anyway. Wait a week. So that itself is fascinating, no? It's a Dabra Pashut, no? That no one is going to suggest Tov Yishtri Yishtri. You're dealing with an Isra of Eish Eshach. And Yibum is Matir Arayos. And Tov Yishtri Yishtri should allow you to Matir anything which stems from the Parshas Arayos. Stems from the Parshas Arayos. If you need that A would impact on B, in other words, if there's an Isra of Achos Isha, in such a case, then you know what? It means that Eish Eshach is not Paka. But that's not true in Eish Eshach and Nida. No? What's a person would do? Would do Yibum, even though Nida. You know what? Kana, Tosu says, Kana, the Yibum is Chal. That was Nisra Karis, that should not have been done, but it's Chal. Oh, so maybe one could argue very simply the following. The Isra of Nida does not affect Zika at all. The Isra of Nida does not affect Zika at all. Whether she is a Nida, whether she's not a Nida, whether she's Temeir, whether she's Tahora, does not affect the Zika at all. And therefore, so if you're dealing with Eish Eshach and Achos Isha, where you're dealing with the type of arayos that will uproot the Zika, then one could argue in Hov Yishtri Yishtri, when you're dealing with a case of an Eish Eshach and Nida, certainly not. And that's why there's no possibility of a Hov Yishtri Yishtri. And then Rav Chaim Ozer writes just another just very important hour. Very important hour. You know what? What is our Gemara? of Hov Ishtri Ishtri? A Metzora Shechal Shmini Shalom. The Erev Pesach. And Rav Keri Bobayom. That's Hov Ishtri Ishtri. No? That's the case of the Gemara, no? That's how it is. Metzora Shechal Shmini Shalom Pesach, Rav Keri Bobayom. Let me ask you a simple thing. Why does it have to be Erev Pesach? What about a regular day of the year? Today. Now, a Metzora Shechal Shmini Shema today. Rav Keri Bobayom. Hov Ishtri Ishtri. If we're matir the Isser of a Metzora, why wouldn't it not be matir this Rav Keri as well? You know what apparently the answer is? As Rav Chaim Ozer quotes the name of the Prima God in Shoshana Samakim. Doesn't quote the Marmakim, it's Klalei. Isn't it clear from our Gemara that the only heter of Hov Ishtri Ishtri is that if it must be done today, Mitzora Shechal Shni Shla Be'er Pesach. So if I'm going to wait till tomorrow, what do you mean? That's it. The Zman of the Karm Pesach is done. If this would not be Erev Pesach, so you know what I would say? Just wait a day. Because if you wait a day, this Rebal Keri is going to fall off by itself. No? You still have to rely on the fact that a Mitzora is going to enter the Azara. But now you have a Mitzora who's a Bal Keri, just wait till tomorrow. Wait for Erev Shemesh. He'll no longer be a Tfil Yom. Mechusar Kippurim Mitzora, you're right, but the Tfil Yom, just be patient, just wait till tomorrow. I got the appreciation out there. Wait till tomorrow. That's our Gemara. Oh, so even if one was to argue, that all you need in the commonality is Parshas Arayos. Eshesach Al Chosisha. And maybe in principle I could say, Eshesach Nida. Because that's all Sarchemos, Kadosh, and Parshas Arayos. They're close enough friends that I would say, Hov Ishtri Ishtri. Yeah, but our Gemara is Mefurish. That even when you apply Hov Ishtri Ishtri, Erev Pesach. If one Ishtri is going to fall away by itself, you don't have to rely on Ishtri, then don't rely on Ishtri. Oh, so very, very simple. So if you have a case of Eshesach and Nida, guess what? You'll wait a few days. This Nida is going to be Paka. So in such a case, then there's no Hov Ishtri Ishtri. Even if in principle, one would argue. And that's what the Prima Gadim writes. And that's why our Gemara says, Erev Pesach. I'll tell you, I think it's very mistabler, but I would add the following line. It's not muchach at all from our Gemara. Of course, our Gemara has Erev Pesach. You know why our Gemara has Erev Pesach? Very, very simple. Very simple. Because. A mechusar Kippurim is not allowed to enter the Azara. But a Tful Yom cannot even enter the Machna Leviya. For this Bal Keri to even enter the Har Habayis is a What's matter that is, sir? Didn't you read the Gemara in Daf Zayin Abayis? The Gemara says the following, no? That Yavo Ese Shish Bokaris Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach is going to outweigh the Isser of a Tful Yom going on Arabayis. Oh, that's why it says Erev Pesach, no? The reason it says Erev Pesach is because you need a prior heter to enter to Knisla Arabayis. Maybe one could argue, Enochinami, if the only issue was entering the Azara, Enochinami, all the history. But you have to get to that point. So that's what the Gemara says the following, that the allowance to enter the Har Habayis, if you're Tful Yom, that's because the mitzvah of Karban Pesach, that's only Erev Pesach. That would not apply today. I would say, just wait till tomorrow. And you're not going to be a Tful Yom, and I can enter Har Habayis. But it is a fascinating condition in terms of the commonality that one has when it comes to these Yisurim. Ooh. So you have to go over this, no? That's about the chidushim that one suggests. Now, did you take a look yet at the Turyevin, Megillah Daf Gimel? The Turyevin writes a beautiful chidush. And Rabbi Kveger, in the Tosfos Rabbi Kveger, that's the Pirush Rabbi Kveger on the Mishnayos, right here, right in the first Mishnah Yevamos, right? He disagrees with the Shagas Aryeh. The Shagas Aryeh writes the following chidush. Rava says, Erva Gufalot Srichakra. No? So Tosfos is bothered, like, why not? If it's a case of Nasa Meisa Meisa, Vyavu Nasa Chai, Hovi Shrishri. Hovi Shrishri. So how can you disagree? How can you disagree? So Tosfos Tu Terutzin, we've been emphasizing the second Teretz of Tosfos, no? But what do you mean? Those are two independent Yisurim. You don't say Hovi Shri Shri of Esha Sachana Chosisha. Esha Sachana Chosisha. Okay. So Turi Evan just gives us a marmakom that should be familiar to almost everybody, no? Except those who just came. No? And you know what the marmakom is? Zvachim lama beis na beis. Zvachim daf lama beis na beis. That's where the Gemara suggests the following possibility. I'll have to go through that. And that is, Hovi Ishtri only applies in Duchuya, not in Hutra. Hovi Ishtri only applies in Duchuya, not Hutra. Wow. Because one could argue if something is chutra, it's chutra. So what do you mean if we're mater? Hey, chutra. What do you mater? But if something is dechuya, that's when we can apply a whole history. Well. So there is such a shita that a whole Bishri Ishtri only applies to Duchuya. This was a machlokis, no? Zachan Abayis Abayis. Machlokis in Hun Hun. Abayin Rava. And who is the Bala Memra? Ibcha Mistabra? Tuma Duchuya? And you can only apply whole Bishri Ishtri in cases of Duchuya? Guess what? Rava. So if Rav in our Gemara says that you can't apply the concept of Hov Ishtri Ishtri because Erv HaGufalot Tzricha Kra, what do you mean Vim Tomar? This is Mamish Rava L'shitase. That's what the Shagas Aryeh writes. Tori Evin, Megillah Daf Gimel Beis. This is exactly Rava Shita. But Hov Ishtri Ishtri only applies in cases of Duchuya. And therefore, it should not apply in a case of Yibum, which is Hutra. And that's exactly what Rava says, Erev HaGufalot Tzricha Kra. Why does Tosfos have to like Vim Tomer? What Vim Tomer? Mamisha, exactly L'shitase. Hov Ishtri Ishtri has a limited capacity. Okay, so this we're going to have to discuss. Now, the application of Hutra and Duchuya to Hov Ishtri Ishtri. And what exactly is the sheet of Rav and Zvach and Aflame Beis? That's that Rabbi Kveger here in the Mishnayos that writes, he doesn't think that's what Rav is saying at all. But at first glance in the Gemara, yeah, that's what it sounds like. Rav says that it means Tuma Duchuya, and Mali Chad Mali Trei means Hov Ishtri Ishtri, but not in cases of Yetera. Okay, so we'll have to discuss. Okay, so Mitzvah Shem will pick up. And then we'll start with the Chumra Makshana. Mm.